Jamie Furliss just got the wild cards for Hobart and Australian Open, both the competing women and the Australian Junior Tournament. Jamie, we're very happy to have you in SBS Radio. Can you tell us whether you expected these wild cards?
Hi, thank you for having me. No, I didn't expect the wild card, to be honest. I went into the tournament because it was a draw, and honestly I didn't expect to win it.
Although you have been practicing and training for how many years in your life to reach this level?
Many years. Since I was 5 years old, I've been practicing. My older sister played tennis, and so did my dad, and my younger sister now plays tennis, so it's gone through the family.
You started at the age of 5 and now you're 17, but you are already ranked 4-2-3 in the world?
Yeah, it's very exciting to be ranked 4-2-3 in the world, and I'm very excited to keep going and hopefully improve my ranking.
Now, the year 2016 was a very successful for you.
Mm-hmm.
You managed to compete in the Australian Championships and come a runner-up and also win the women's title for the first time in 4 years. Someone under the age of 18 won the women's title, and it was you?
Yes, to play the final of the Australian Championships before and lose in the final to a very good player, and then I was able to back it up and to play some good tennis to win the wild card, yeah.
How much training do you need to do every day, every week, in order to reach this level?
A lot of training. Train hitting like 2 times a day, and then doing fitness every day, and doing that 6 times a week.
Hmm.
So a lot.
And at the same time, you're still in high school?
Yes, in high school, year 12 this year.
That's going to be a very significant year in your life, but it starts this January, first with Hobart and then with the Australian Open. What do you expect from your playing there?
I expect, you know, a lot of everyone to come support me. That would be very nice. And just to play some good tennis and enjoy the experience, because you don't get to play in the Australian Open every day. But hopefully throughout the year improve my ranking to be able to play more WTA tournaments and higher tournaments.
Do you think Hobart will be a good training for the Australian Open?
Yes, definitely. I've never been to Hobart, but looking forward to it. My parents have been there, so, and they said it's very nice and very lovely, so I'm definitely looking forward to playing in Hobart, as it's my first time playing the Hobart International.
What do you fear the most, competing with women at the Australian Open or giving your best in the Australian Open Junior that follows?
Probably competing with the women, because they are older, much stronger. I am only 17, so, and they are much older, so definitely I think that's a little bit more nerve-wracking than the juniors.
Do you have any role models in tennis that you might compete against or are fearing the most?
I train a lot with Daria Gavrilova and Sam Stoza. We have the same fitness trainer. Well, I watch, and I also love to watch them train. I think it would be quite funny if I get them, one of them, first round, because we are, like, we know each other, so good, so we're friends, so that'll be funny.
What do you have to say to younger children that might be interested into learning tennis and will see you as a role model in Australia but also in Greece, because you have Greek origins?
Yes, definitely give it a go. It's an amazing sport. You can play doubles, you can play singles. It's a great sport. You meet so many different people. You can travel the world doing something you really enjoy. And yeah, give it a go because it can definitely take you places and it is very fun.
As I said before, you do have some Greek origins in your family. Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell us which parts of Greece your grandparents come from?
My grandparents, one of my family's side, they're from Agrinio. That's dad's side.
And your mother's?
And mother's, Peloponnesus, yeah.
Have you been to Greece?
No, I have not.
Not at all in your 17 years?
No, but I really want to.
Oh, is it a trip of a lifetime that you dream to do and wish to make one day?
Yes, definitely. My auntie lives over there, so I'd like to go visit her and all my cousins and relatives.
Now, as a wild card, you are supposed to be a big attraction in the Australian Open. Would you like to say something to our Greek audience, the people that are living in Melbourne, so that they can come and see you and probably do it in Greek?
Yes, I would love to. Ellines, elate na me dite sto gipedo.
Well, you did go to Greek school and those lessons are paying off.
I went to Greek school from prep to grade 6 and then haven't done anything since.
We wish you the best of luck in the tournaments you have ahead and in your life goals. And thank you so much for finding the time to speak to SBS Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.